This is Jen Frankel, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of every nation.
Geeks of every nation.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm proud to say Sarah and I are coming to you from Niagara Falls Comic-Con 2024.
Huzzah! With the new recorder,
with
Rita.
The new recorder, and it's only fitting that the first person to break into this new recorder with us is the one and only Candy Cosplay, today being
Candy
going by the name
Slare.
Of Candy Slare.
Artwork.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How has your weekend been?
It's been pretty good, actually.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you last year when you were here, but what's your experience been like being at a big con?
It's been really good. Like the foot traffic and everything has been really good this year.
Yeah.
Last year was a little bit slow because of the way they set it up, but
yes.
But this year it's been pretty good.
Yeah, the setup I found is so much better this year, where the celebrities have been stationed in another room across the hallway, and then more room for Artist Alley and the vendors and everything, which I like. It works out much better.
More foot traffic.
A lot more foot traffic. Instead of being in a, you know, traffic jam in a funnel, trying to get through all the people lining up to see the celebrities.
That's right.
Yeah. So I like it.
You've got some beautiful artwork here, as usual.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
And true salesperson, you've got all the photos out front of the people that are here this weekend.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is amazing.
Because she's smart, that's why.
Love your Chevy, love your Gamora. What would you say was your most challenging piece of art so far to date?
Most challenging piece of art to date had to been... That's a tough one. I'm trying to think of that.
You make it look so easy is what I'm trying to say.
I would probably say either Pennywise or drawing Matt Smith, because they have no eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
So drawing the no eyebrows, like putting in the eyes and then trying to space it all without the eyebrows, it kind of threw me off.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Were you looking forward to meeting any celebrities this weekend?
I wanted to go meet the voice actor for Ghostface, but I just never gotten over there. So maybe I'll do it. I'm debating.
Do it.
I've been told I should take my artwork over and show some of them.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Peer pressure. You do it. You do it, young lady.
We won't take no for an answer. As I'm editing photos that I took of your pictures to put on with the interview.
And you're cosplaying a little bit this weekend.
Yes.
Three different cosplays in three days. Tell the folks what you're wearing this weekend.
Yesterday I was Naja from What We Do in the Shadows. Today I'm Rhaenyra Targaryen from House of the Dragon. Yes. And tomorrow I'll be Harley Quinn from The Suicide Squad.
Oh, really cool. I you know I'm a big fan of any Harley you do.
Yes. I'm doing her in the red dress.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, the kid and I will be here tomorrow, so we'll swing by and take a photo for sure.
Okay, awesome.
And everything's been good. People have been loving your artwork.
Yeah. Everything's been good except for when we lost our debit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been an ongoing issue, but I only lost one sale because of it.
That's good.
Not good, but...
Well, I mean, good that you only lost one sale.
Yeah.
Sucks that you lost the sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Technology at its finest.
Damn you, technology.
Let's go back to the Ice Age or the good old days.
Little House on the Prairie times.
Yeah.
Right?
Carrier pigeons.
Or they paid with acorns.
And back
stuff.
Like Morse code.
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm good with that.
Get the telegraph.
Hey, what's the best compliment you ever got on one of your pieces of art?
That people really love my art style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I love that because I sit there and thought to myself, because sometimes I'll do something and I'm like, oh, I don't like that. I don't know if I like my art style.
Yeah.
And I second guess myself all the time. And then when people tell me they love that about it, I'm just like, okay, yep, that makes me happy.
Well, everything you draw looks exactly like the subject you're trying to draw. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Although you did say that you were having issues with drawing Matthew Lillard.
Yes. Yes, I had a bit of issues with Matthew Lillard. But I finally got him.
That's good.
Yay! You did get him, because I saw it. Spot on. I love it. Next, you should do one of him from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes, I was going to do, actually, Freddy and Chica, but I ran out of time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool. Oh, my God. I can't wait for that panel either. Sorry, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, we're doing the Five Nights at Freddy panel. All I knew about that was what Chica looked like, thanks to my kid 5 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I want to tell you, I've told you this before. If you get a print of it, I will buy one of your Rocket Raccoon. It's so
beautiful. Yes, I have to get a print of Rocket.
So beautiful.
We also know Shadowstorm Cosplay probably wants a print of my Rocket Raccoon.
It's so good. And not that I don't like the rest of your artwork, but that run really stands out for me.
Yes,
it's such a good
one. It's one of my ones they're going to upcoming bring out.
Oh, that's cool.
It is.
Any good movies you've seen lately or want to see this year?
What did we watch? We watched the movie Tarot, like Tarot Cards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Tarot. Yeah. We watched that, and it was actually really good.
Wow.
Like, we watched the trailer
of
it.
Was it scary?
Not really. Had some jump scares, but like majorly ones.
Are you a fan of that jump scare?
No.
I don't remember.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No. No, thank you.
No jump scares for Sarah J.
They freak me out, man. That's why
I don't play Five Nights at Freddy's, okay?
And then I went and saw Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah?
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, it's cool.
It got mixed reviews, but
okay.
I went and saw it, and I was like, you know what? I really love it.
That's cool.
That's good. Yeah, we don't listen to reviews. Otherwise, we'd never see a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, yeah.
I saw the reviews on it. I was like, you know what? I'm going with open mind. I always, when I go see movies, I go with an open mind.
Yeah.
Because, I'm excited to see the new Crow movie with Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
But it's getting a lot of hate because
it's not Brandon.
Yeah.
And it's a different look.
I love Bill Skarsgård, so I'm going to support him.
Well, yeah.
And I'm going into it with an open mind. Like, I love Brandon Lee as the Crow, but I want to go in with this one. Like, it's a whole new movie. And
just
put the name Eric Draven aside from the movie and just go into it.
Well, yeah. Because, Bill Skarsgård may put a whole new slant on the character that nobody would have thought of before.
Yeah.
You know, and take it in such a direction that it's like, ooh. You know, but that's cool.
Well,
so it's, and he's a good actor.
It's the same with me. I can't wait to see that Superman movie, but the one photo that came out, everyone's shitting on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm excited now, too, because I wasn't very excited for Welcome to Derry at first, because Bill wasn't announced as Penny, and I was sitting there going, I don't know if I could see someone else as Penny.
Yeah.
And he just got announced as coming back as Pennywise.
Oh, right on.
I was over the moon.
Yeah.
Just because he's reprising his role.
Yeah.
And now I'm excited for the show. I was going to give the show a chance still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to film in Port Hope again.
I'm hoping they do so I can go stalk him again.
Road trip.
We're going to go on another road trip. And this time we're going to go when they're shooting stuff, okay?
Well, they were supposed to be shooting.
You guys saw the set. It's cool.
Hunter and I did.
Okay.
And then they got to see her and Anna got to see everything after the fact.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But to see it actually happening, I was like, ooh. So we're going to go and we're going to make sure she sees everything.
Right on.
Maybe even get a chance to see Bill.
Yep.
I got to see Bill Hader.
Oh, that's amazing.
Love Bill Hader.
He was standing across from us on the one corner of the sidewalk, and we were on the opposite corner because they were getting ready to shoot in front of the old Derry Theater.
Yep.
And everybody was like, get those people back!
Okay.
So we're standing way off frame.
Yep.
And he's standing across the street from us with some of the extras, like background actors, and they're waiting to hear action. And he looks over at the little group of us, and he goes...
Numbers. That's great that he waved at you guys.
We couldn't take a picture of him.
Now, where can people go online to see Candy's Flair artwork?
It's Candy_Flair at Instagram.
Are you? Very nice.
Yeah.
And any other shows planned for the future?
I have Hamilton Comic Con planned.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. We look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for doing this with us for, 9 years of podcast now. We just had our 9th friendship anniversary on Facebook.
Yes, we did.
That was awesome.
It was.
And I know we appreciate everything you do with us, and we love you, and we hope you have a great rest of the con.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
All right, take care.
Yep, bye.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.